Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so do enjoy those on us. The site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about here on the airwaves. You can go and submit, pretty much whatever it is you want to. Something that exists on the Internet, you can write up your own post on our site. You can link to a blog post, a news item, a video, whatever you want. Whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, because it's the listeners, the other listeners, who will then vote on what you've submitted. So you submit it to the site. Others go and declare whether they like it or they dislike it. And then the story, the item with the most votes or the most positive votes ends up getting up to the very top of our website. It's a little social bookmarking system or whatever they call it. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and it's free. You can go to freetalklive.com. It's also a great way to get some very interesting news pieces that are not necessarily going to be the top story at your local news station's website. That's for darn sure. So head on over, freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. There has been some bubbling controversy over at the Free Keen Forum again over the Topless Tuesdays event that has kicked off. Here, now that the weather is turning pretty nice in New Hampshire, the sun is out, the days have been absolute, today was spectacular, and the shirts are coming off. Topless Tuesday started up last week with one lady participating and a handful of guys. This week, I wasn't there for the main event because it started earlier than 4:20, because it's supposed to coincide with the 4:20 celebrations. This one started, I think, sometime in the 3 o'clock hour and just kept going for a while. But I did see the pictures, so I know it absolutely did happen. And there were a number of ladies that had their shirts off. And apparently this caused a bit of a stir around town. And indeed, the initial toplessness last year that one of the activists was arrested for caused a little bit of a stir as well. There was a newspaper article written about it, and indeed another one was written this week. It's by the Keene Sentinel. Douglas Foster got an eyeful during his ride home from Keene Middle School on Tuesday afternoon. Looking through the school bus window, the 12-year-old saw topless women, and I might add there were topless men out there as well, standing in Central Square. My son came home and said, "Mom, have you seen what's going on downtown?" said Aaron Foster, a Keene resident. He said there were women downtown who have their tops off. I actually didn't believe him. I had to see it for myself.
I love this part. She gets in the car and drives downtown to see the topless women so she can be properly offended.
What Foster, a busybody.
Foster rushed downtown in her car, and sure enough, there they were, women baring their breasts in public. "I was irate," Foster said. "My son can't go into a store and buy a pornographic magazine, yet he can hop on his bike and go downtown."
Well, it's not porn.
Right. And
it's not even nudity.
Your son's going to see National Geographic in his school library, so you get to decide in your mind what porn is and what it isn't. None of these people were rubbing each other's breasts or anything like that. There was no lascivious thing going on. There was no pictures, no genitals.
Some people consider breast genitals, though. That's the thing.
Then these people don't know what the hell a genital is. Okay? Like, you can consider a foot a genital, too. You're just a moron. That's all.
Well, and I don't know if we want to call people morons necessarily.
If you think a foot is a genital, you're a moron.
I mean,
that's the definition of a moron.
Some people have foot fetishes, and a foot
Indeed.
Is very erotic to them.
Right. It's still not a genital.
And I understand that there are a lot more people who consider a breast to be erotic, and I understand that. But as I've said before, I find a man's chest to be erotic. Does that mean men should cover up and not be topless?
Some people consider...
Maybe, but let's be consistent about it, right?
Some people think wrists are sexy, or an earlobe, or, you know, a neck, neckline or something like that. There are different things that people find. And finding something sexy is different from a genital. And I think that's the real objection here, is that a lot of people believe that the female breast is somehow sexy.
If you're looking for sort of public consensus, a larger amount of people than think necklines or male chests or anything like that would agree that a woman's breast is sexy than anything else. So,
but that's
if
all
you
in
are
their
attracted
head.
To, generally attracted to a certain gender for whatever reason, then you're going to be more likely to look or want to look or find it more appealing if more is being exposed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true of male or female or whatever. And I think that, you know, to some extent you can sort of understand that men are more visual than women. And so maybe women aren't gawking at shirtless men as much as men are gawking at shirtless women. But I can guarantee you that lots of gay men are going to pay a lot more attention to a shirtless male
absolutely.
Than a guy with a shirt on if he's got a nice body.
Well, and maybe the reason why, if there's any gawking going on, maybe the reason why gawking happens is because it's so unusual to see topless women in public. Whereas when somebody sees a topless guy, it's just another topless guy. But you can better believe that if some hunky topless guy is walking downtown, women are going to be pointing behind his back and they're going to be talking. And,
yeah, if he's got massive, really cut, nice pectoral muscles. That's going to be probably as attention getting to them as a topless woman is to most guys.
Dale's going to be more unusual. You know, I mean, you just don't see that as often. Women walking down without their shirts off.
It's true. I mean, and it's true, but I think that that needs to be challenged because it isn't right to treat men differently than women.
Sure. That's not the issue that we're addressing here, what's right and what's wrong. We're addressing like sort of how unusual is it, how acceptable is it to be upset about it, and is it pornography, which is the claim. And that's absolutely ludicrous.
Also what we were going to address is how some people who claim to be liberty-loving and who are activists are actually taking some really weird approaches to how we to this particular issue.
Yes, and I do want to get to how people are responding and where the controversy is within the liberty movement. But let me first focus on what the busybodies are planning on doing about this, or what they want to do. This irate mother who's 12-year-old, by the way. Now, 12-year-old. That means he was probably five or six before, when he started getting on the internet. Maybe like 3, 4. I mean, kids these days get on the internet pretty early, unless they're being kept in some sort of a Luddite hole. Do you think that most 12-year-olds have seen breasts on the internet by now?
I can tell you, at six, we had nudie magazines, and I
and those were a little, those were harder to get to than the internet. And you got to them, right?
Well, somebody brought them out.
Which is more sex? Which kind of presentation of a breast, of a female breast, is sexy? Is a presentation in a porno magazine sexy, where they're adorned with all kinds of lingerie, or actually sex happening in the photos, depending on how explicit the magazine is? Or is it a woman or a few women standing in the town square with their shirts open or their tops off? Which one has the sexual connotation?
Yeah, it
seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah, it's clear to me too.
Exactly.
So, what kind of world is
in
this
fact,
woman living in?
The more casual, the better. I mean, there were some things I think could have been done better as far as the topless protest on Tuesday, but I don't want to dwell on them. I think we'll learn, we'll live and learn. But I think that the more casually you present, exactly. It was really called like a celebration. It's a weekly thing they do, and it's not
topless Tuesdays. People are with their tops off in the park. I didn't see any signs. No, nobody was waving any "I deserve to be topless" signs. So aren't signs and chants or yelling through a megaphone about toplessness. I don't really.
That's obviously being filtered through the Observer when they say it's a protest. They see it as a protest because that's not typically done, and you're protesting against something, but.
So the busybody goes downtown. She sees it for herself. Back to the story here from the Keene Sentinel. It was the second installment of the demonstration dubbed Topless Tuesdays. Many of the participants are affiliated with the Free State Project, or an offshoot group called Free Keene.
Okay.
And I love how they're finally mentioning Free Keene in all of their articles now. It took a while to get the recognition, but they're still kind of talking about the Free State Project, but at least they're mentioning Free Keene because that's important. But interestingly, most of the people aren't really affiliated with Free Keene. At least
that was my question is, I mean,
one of the ladies, one of the four ladies, has an account on our forum, but she's not a Free Stater. She's a native.
Yeah. So it's interesting. They have to drop the term Free State Project in this when it really doesn't have that much to do with it. I suppose you can peripherally, assign it because it's going on at 420, and 420 was started by originally started by a Free Stater, although it's populated more than 90% by these people's own citizenry right here. It's interesting. It smacks of smear.
That's okay. It's to be expected. But there's more to the story here. I didn't ID all of the women that were involved in this particular event. If one of them was under 18 and no one took a picture, is it child porn? But then, if it's not, does it become child porn if somebody stops by and takes a picture? I'm just curious. There's more to talk about here. It's Free Talk Live, plus a lot of controversy as well.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, features including things like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the Wiki, the Archives. In fact, if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, you can go into our podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Free archives and more at freetalklive.com.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read, beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. The best part is that it's risk-free since they offer a one-year money-back guarantee. You can order now and get free shipping. We recently began this program with my son, Jack, and he loves it. He's crazy about the Monkey See, Monkey Do videos. And I recommend it for your child. Go check it out at babyreadingkit.com. It's babyreadingkit.com.
The topless controversy continues to brew up here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area, which is where we produce this show, as activists have kicked off Topless Tuesdays in the town square. So right in the center of downtown Keene at around 4:20 on Tuesday afternoons, actually they got started early this week, ladies and men are taking their tops off and acting like free people. And some people are taking personal offense to this. In fact, we're sharing a story, and we want to get into some of the internal conflicts within the liberty movement. But first, let's look at how some non-liberty activist-type people are responding. One local busybody found out about this from her 12-year-old son who happened to pass by in his school bus.
And you can believe there's nothing that little boys are more interested in than seeing girls.
Impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he told his mother about this, and she went down there to see for herself. And so she did, and indeed, there were women that were topless. In fact, we'll be posting a picture of, at least one picture of this on Free Keene within the next, I don't know, I've got a censored version. I'd rather post an uncensored one, so I'm waiting to see if I can get that. But as we continue, according to KeeneSentinel.com, after confirming the her son's report, Ms. Foster approached a city police officer who was patrolling the area and asked why those topless women were not being arrested. She said, he told me breasts are not genitalia. Going topless in Keene and many other municipalities.
Liar.
Many other municipalities in the state is not a crime. An 18-year-old Free State Project member, Cassidy Nicosia, proved that point last August when she strolled through downtown topless and with a gun holstered to her hip. Nicosia was arrested and charged with indecent exposure and lewdness, but the prosecutors dropped the charges. Under New Hampshire law, a person can be charged with indecent exposure and lewdness only if he or she exposes genitals, has sex in public, or performs any other act of gross lewdness likely to cause affront or alarm. However, towns and cities may enact ordinances that prohibit women from going topless in public. Keene has no such ordinance. But Foster is planning to change that if Topless Tuesdays continue. After speaking with a city officer, Foster said she collected about 45 signatures from other busybody residents who were walking downtown and decided they wanted to put an end to the topless demonstrations. Well, they're probably not busybodies. They just signed a petition, but they certainly are, I would say, intolerant. Douglas helped her gather signatures for a petition to enact a city ordinance banning the bearing of breasts in public. According to Foster, Douglas was worried that his six-year-old brother would also be exposed to the situation, she said. Foster said she supports the women's right to demonstrate and go topless. She just doesn't want it happening when her children are around. My biggest issue.
What kind of sense does that make?
It's crazy. My biggest issue.
I support your right to be topless just like men in a public place, except when my kids are around.
It's confused.
If you don't want your kids there, why the hell did you put them on the public bus, the government school bus? Why do you let them on government roads right next to public land if this is what you want people to have the right to do?
My biggest issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to control what your kids see, you need to really exercise a really dominating influence on their life and keep them in a cave. I mean, that you know, it's not reasonable to expect other people to adjust their clothing to suit your tastes.
She says, my biggest issue is that they were doing it when middle school let out. I could respect what they're doing, but they need to respect my family. So, and that's where a lot of the controversy kind of came in with this whole idea of respect. As this began to be discussed over at the Free Keene Forum, there is a certain person who is a supporter of Free Keene in general, a free stater, I think, and a supporter of liberty, who argues against the Topless Tuesdays event. And this has caused what is now, I think, a 4 or 5 page thread in just 24 hours.
The actual argument is very confusing and contradictory and complex, I think.
Like her position on toplessness.
Right. She was contradicting herself. I always support what they're doing, but not in front of my kids. Well, there's really, you know, and that doesn't make any sense. The whole point of it is that it's public. I mean, because obviously people can already go topless in private.
Mm-hmm.
And men have been doing it, and now it's just an issue of women being treated the same way. And so, obviously, it's a public thing, and it's, you know, how can you avoid any kids ever seeing it? She's contradicting herself, and I think that you know, the argument that's coming from the liberty activists seems to be, well, you know, be more polite about it and maybe work with the woman and understand her concerns and try to find some kind of compromise.
And now this is where this comes from, it seems to me, is a place where topless women isn't my issue when mm-hmm. it comes to liberty. And it isn't my issue when it comes to liberty. In real life, I don't care.
This isn't a liberty issue. This is an equality issue.
Well, it's a liberty issue, too. I mean, they don't have the freedom to do it.
I think equality is prohibited. A liberty issue.
No, but it's not there's no prohibition against this.
There's going to be.
Maybe there will be. Who knows?
I don't know. I'm not sure that'll fly.
There's talk amongst the city council that they couldn't possibly get away with passing a law like this.
Okay. It's gender discrimination.
Yep. Well, and if they arrest somebody who's an activist, they're going to take it to the Supreme Court, and then who knows what will
happen. Okay, so either way, they say it's not their issue, and it's not my issue personally. I don't, you know, I'm not going to go out and support these girls and their activities. I'm just not going to do it. It doesn't matter.
Get my shirt off, too.
But, because everybody wants to see that crap. And
I don't care what they want.
It's a good thing because you surely didn't provide it to them. So the thing is why not kowtow to not the social conservatives who care about whether women's tops off? Why not kowtow to the fiscally liberal? Well, we'll just let them have their high taxes while we go about doing the Free State Project thing. You can't do that. You can't do one portion of the freedom thing and not do another. Other people have other issues, and you can't say, oh, we're not on your side on that one. Mm-mm. No, it's about freedom, and that's what the Free State Project's about. Some people, if you're thinking about moving for the Free State Project, some people are going to do activism that you don't agree with, and they're going to do it on an issue that isn't important to you. There's your warning.
Move along, find something you're interested in, and support that.
You're not going to stop them by yelling at them on the internet. I swear to God, you're not.
We can continue. But Jericho's on the line listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Jericho, what's on your mind?
I agree with y'all most of the time on most stuff, but not on this one.
Okay, why?
I guess you could say I'm repressed. Hard to tell. I don't know. I guess in some ways, I'm a little old-fashioned. You know, I mean, I don't like my kids seeing that kind of stuff. You know,
do you not like them seeing topless men?
What do you think other people should do to accommodate your particular eccentricity?
I want you to ask that again when we come back, Dale. Hang on. Jericho, can you stick with us and talk about this?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, hang on. We're with Jericho here in a moment. He's a little old-fashioned, so we'll see what he has to say. 800-259-9231. Look, I'm not the most sexually liberal person out there either.
Me either.
But equality makes sense to me. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. You can get signed up and get the latest on Free Talk Live when it's announced. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the list of our email updates, or you can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Those links are all there for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for whatever works best for you. news.freetalklive.com.
And HostGator.com is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. They have complete web builder tools and templates there. Just use the code FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. If you don't use the code FTL, you don't get the first month completely free at HostGator.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We're talking about toplessness. There have been Topless Tuesdays events here in Keene, New Hampshire for the past 2 weeks, and they're going to, from what I understand, they're going to continue through as long as it's warm here in New Hampshire.
And I think that's the operative point here, is there's no amount of belly aching that's going to make this stop.
No.
I've tried to belly ache against people that are doing this kind of activism. You know, different kinds of activism all over. It doesn't work.
It's just
they don't care.
Yeah, it's just going to keep going.
Right.
Let's bring Jericho on, because he says he's a little old-fashioned. He normally agrees with the things we say on the show. He's in disagreement on this issue. Jericho, you're on listening to WSVG. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you said you're a little old-fashioned, and Dale, you had a question for Jericho. Do you recall what that was?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what your expectations of other people are in order to shelter, to keep your child and possibly a whole bunch of other people's children in this very sheltered existence.
Oh, well, I mean, you can call it that if you want. I just believe that, you know, I mean,
people have rights, they have liberties and everything else, but when it comes down to the end of the day, there are some things that still should remain somewhat private. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and somebody asked a question, what about men going topless?
Yeah.
Honestly, no, I'm a guy, so it doesn't turn me on to see a girl topless, but you ask, you know, what turns you on? See them in porno magazines or on the street topless? Honestly, either way turns me on. I love breasts. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how I see them. I like it.
Okay, you know, so basically you're saying that men should be allowed to be topless because you aren't turned on by that. But Dale is gay,
well,
and he is.
I was going to add to that. I mean, to a young girl, seeing men topless could be a turn on to them. Honestly, if I had to choose between A, making it legal for women to be topless, or illegal for men to be topless, I heard you talk about equality earlier. I'd say, hey, well, make a law that men can't go topless either. If
wow.
you want equality,
it wasn't a law probably, but it used to be considered nudity for a man to be topless. I mean, it's just sort of a conservative thing, a sense of, you know, how much it makes someone nude.
Would you let me slide by if I was wearing pasties?
Well, to me, personally, I mean, women get away with pasties and ads and TV and movies and everything else. And personally, I'm sorry, the whole breast is exposed. Big deal, you're not showing the nipple.
Okay, I understand. At least you're being consistent in your repression.
And what about Europe?
I'll give you kudos for being consistent.
There's a time and place for everything. I've been to a zillion concerts, Metallica all the way to Slayer, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you name it. All right? And what do you see at concerts? Topless women.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm kind of picky about what kind of age frame I start taking my kids to those kinds of environment because
sure.
I know that's going to be there. Okay? To me now, a girl being topless at a Metallica concert, oh, cool. You know, check that out. Put her on the big screen. I'm not saying that's totally acceptable, but that sort of thing is going to happen there. You know that when you go there. If I'm walking my 6-year-old, my 12-year-old through a public park and there's a topless woman, to me that's a little bit different. I mean, I was thinking before I called you guys, I drink a little beer now and then, not much. I like a little bit of, you know, smoke too. You know what I'm saying? It's always 420 somewhere, right? But I mean, there's a time and place for that too. If I'm in a group of people where I know they're going to be offended by me drinking a beer, I can wait to drink a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I can wait to smoke a joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if it's a nice day in the park, I might want to drink a beer and smoke a joint and take my shirt off.
I think you're right, Jericho. I do think there's a time and a place for everything. However, what you're going to have in this world is people that do a lot of inappropriate crap. And the question is, how do you deal with people that are doing inappropriate crap? I mean,
the question is, where do you draw the line and what becomes inappropriate? Because
and how do you punish
it?
And
how
obviously the line is different for you guys than it is for me.
I don't know that the line is different for you than it is for me, because I don't know how I would react in this particular circumstance if I have a young child. But I guess I have a couple of questions. What about a beach in Europe? Would you take your child to a beach in Europe where the women are allowed to take their tops off? It happens plenty of places in the United States, but it's pretty much everywhere in Europe.
I've been to Europe and there's beaches and that's a fine line, guys. Some of this stuff I don't know how to answer. I mean, honestly,
sure.
I mean, in America, I guess in America we were a little bit more prudish from the start than Europe was. You know what I'm saying?
Is that it's a cultural thing. It's not an innate thing.
It's
you know, in places where it's commonplace, where women have their tops off. Kids aren't shocked by it. People don't gawk at it. You know, I'm sure they enjoy seeing it occasionally, but it's not, you know, the behavior around is totally different because that's a part of the culture.
And a friend of mine and I were just talking about that the other day. In Europe, they go like that.
Yep.
You know, and you expect that when you go there, but here it would be more of a shock.
National Geographic? Would you let your son look at National Geographic?
Oh, God, I thought about that myself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I saw National Geographic. I heard somebody, which one of you guys said you were looking at Playboy when you were six?
I mean, that
was me and my brother.
Yeah, you know, it happened.
It happens. You're not going to, I'm of the belief, you're not going to totally guard your kids from everything.
You can't, and it's a good darn thing. Otherwise, they won't have any
And let me ask you about that. How old is your child that you're concerned about?
Oh, I have a little girl that's six and a little boy that's nine. Actually, I have an 18-year-old.
You don't think your 9-year-old has seen stuff on the internet? Has he gotten on the internet?
He's not on the internet much unsupervised. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
I can't say he never has.
Does he go to his friend's house without you being around?
No.
Really?
No, it doesn't happen much. I mean, in my neighborhood, there's a bunch of kids, and they all play outside.
I appreciate you being consistent, you know, because you are, you know, trying to be consistent about men and women. But I would posit that it is actually unreasonable to try to control what other people are wearing because of your sensibilities about what you want your kids to see. Well, you're talking about other people and their bodies.
What if your hair color is offensive to me? You know, to ban this, ban that, I think that'd be one I'd just kind of stay out of. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many people who look at it so many different ways. You want to talk about legalizing drugs and different things, I'll jump into that fight in a heartbeat.
Jericho, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, Dale, you mentioned a point, and this was brought up on the controversial thread over at the forum.freekeen.com about this toplessness issue, because the liberty activist who is against people going topless was coming out basically saying, well, this is about respect. You know, you should respect this mother's wishes, and then she'll show you some respect. And I'm sorry, it is about respect on her part, to respect other people, to appear how they would like to appear in public. And he went further to say that, well, what if I was coming through the park and I went up to you, instead of going to the cops, I went up to you and I asked you nicely, I said, look, my aged mother is going to come through here, my grandmother is going to come through here, she's a social conservative, and will you put your shirt back on just for 2 minutes while she walks through the park, what would you say to that? And I said, well, I am offended by your mother's gray hair, and I would like for you to put a hat on her head while she walks through the park for 2 minutes as well. You know,
My kids don't understand. Like, they haven't seen gray hair, and it's something that, you know, they haven't been around old people. They haven't seen gray hair. They don't understand what it means, because you just asked her to put her hat on for a few minutes, so my kids don't see that.
I'll put my shirt on. She puts her hat on.
I think that point is just as ludicrous as the person's point about respect, because it's not a commonplace thing. We said it's cultural, and it is cultural, because most people believe that for whatever reason it's something that should be done in private, or at least in a particular area. So it's about culture, and you're not respecting the understood cultural boundaries. But I'd like to make a point to this person who's a Free State Project mover. What if I said, I was a Free State Project mover. I am a Free State Project mover. We need to respect the liberals and their intention to tax the crap out of us, because that's what they've grown accustomed to. It's important to them to steal your and my money, so we need to shut up about that.
Yeah, just pay every single dollar that they can.
That commonplace doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter for right and wrong.
Let's come back with more. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Not New World Order.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@geet.nl.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, then you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum and podcast and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with PayPal, any major credit card, alternative options as well at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge today. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Also, each one of the results of your search will have a proxy link that you can go to the website completely untracked by any kind of thing on the internet. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com, and startpage.com has a big announcement coming up here in the near future.
Ooh, really? Even bigger than the fact that they already offer free proxy service? That's a pretty big announcement.
I don't know it's big.
Do you know what it is?
It's a geographic issue that I'm not allowed to play. They'll be going someplace else. And they speak English there.
Someplace else. That sounds very intriguing. We'll find out, I guess, when they're ready, huh?
Someplace that needs a little more internet freedom.
Ooh. Okay, maybe one of the biggest countries in the world. We'll find out. I don't know. I'm not playing here. I have no idea. So, all right, 800-259-9231. We're actually talking about some controversy that has been blowing up on the Freekeen forum just today. There was a post that Meg made, and it has exploded into the same exact controversy with the same exact participants as last year, because we've been through all of this before. We've posted all of the same points before. Why do we keep abusing ourselves like this, Dale?
The arguments just keep getting more and more absurd.
It really is absurd.
Well, the question is, what does the other side abuse themselves? Because I can tell you, I have been sort of on the other side, not on this particular issue, because I just don't care that much. But that's where you have to get when dealing with people that are wanting to do this outside the system, protest activist stuff. They don't care what your opinion is. They want this kind of controversy. You are feeding them.
The point is, they are obviously challenging a commonplace view, mm-hmm, that breasts should not be shown in public. And obviously they disagree with the commonplace view. There's no way around it being controversial. I mean, there are better ways to do it. Like I said, I don't necessarily like the way they did it. And I have.
You mean one guy called Pork 411 and said something that you didn't
like. I didn't
like
the Pork 411 call. I wasn't really there for the other stuff.
It wasn't really anything else. It was just people hanging out in the park.
Yeah, I suspect that was, you know, my main issue was with the Pork 411
call.
Yeah,
one guy called Pork 411 and said there's 10 boobies out here.
Well, and he said, come look at them.
Did he? I decided.
And I'm like, that's missing the point.
One of those things, you know,
the whole point is that it's a casual thing and that you shouldn't. It isn't right to gawk at someone because of what they're wearing, whatever. I mean, it's just not polite to do. And that sort of misses the point. But that's really neither here nor there. I mean, that's just like, the point is, though, that there's no way to avoid controversy when you're challenging a commonly held belief that you feel is wrong.
Whatever it is, whether it's toplessness or whether it's belief in the state.
It used to upset people when you challenged slavery.
Exactly, because it was commonly held.
Yeah.
And you can't get to where we want to go, which is a truly voluntary society where people interact with one another on a consensual basis. You can't get to that point without really upsetting the apple cart, without really getting some people offended by what it is. We like things just the way they are. How dare you free staters come in here and try to change things? And if you go to the Keene Sentinel article about this, which we'll link to later at freekeene.com when I post it, you'll see these comments that they come out every time some sort of article about liberty activists is posted about how you free staters who come here to try to change things, we New Hampshireites, we hate you. We hate you. And of course, we meet all kinds of New Hampshire natives that really appreciate us being here.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is it's really not a black and white thing. It's like we actually have, you know, there are people who have opinions. Well, there's better ways to go about it. And that's all fine. Then there's the side of this lady obviously is like, well, just don't do it when my kids are going by, which is just kind of silly.
Self-serving.
It's really just kind of silly. I understand that, you know, she obviously doesn't think that people should go around with their tops off or whatever, but she really doesn't have a logical, consistent opinion.
She can't jibe it with her sort of, her sense of fairness, her sense of equality. She can't jibe her just sort of natural cultural inbreeding that says, no, women may not be walking around, shirtless in public. She can't jibe that with her beliefs in equality. So she doesn't know how to do, and all she can do is just, I don't care what reason says I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Well, it's cognitive dissonance, I think, at work there, because really, it's a little bit of cowardice as well, in that if she really holds the belief, and we're taking her at her word, that this woman who is complaining about the toplessness downtown, saying that she agrees generally with what they're trying to do, just don't do it around my son. That seems cowardly to me, because it's basically saying, well, I hold one belief about equality, but I also have this kind of repressed, sexually repressed belief that I'm trying to inculcate my son with. So I'm too cowardly to actually explain to my son that, son, there are certain rules in society that are wrong that we've held for a long time, and mommy doesn't agree with all those rules. So, trying to actually explain to her son how she really feels, she's too cowardly to do something like that. So rather than have to broach the subject because some people stood down in Central Square with their shirts off, she'd rather go ahead and lead the effort to have it prohibited and try to bring in the government to use force against the topless people, so she doesn't have to have a conversation with her kid about the human body.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's not burying herself in her head in the sand. She's burying someone else's head in the sand.
The example I tried that I brought up in conversation before, and that I think is the best analogy for it, sort of, is if you have people walking around all the time holding hands in public, couples that are in love holding hands in public. Well, all of a sudden you have two guys walking down the street in public holding mm-hmm. hands. And if a couple came up to me and they're holding hands as they say this, and they come up to me and say, I understand that you like holding hands and you love each other and all that, but I just don't want my child to see that. Could you just not do it in public where my kid might see it? Or just don't do it these hours when my kid might see it. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm obviously, you know, the whole point of that is equality for someone who's different, you know, and if you're trying to, change people's, if you are, in fact, doing it pointedly, even when people tell you not to do it, you're obviously trying to change opinions about it. And why do you not want kids' opinions to be changed, you know, the future generation? It's like the absurd example I got here, because I think because I brought up that example, the response to that is, let's say this is not me talking.
Okay.
This is there. Let's say it's an anti-gay meeting in Central Square with explicit and angry signs. I guess, you know, Reverend Phelps type stuff, mm-hmm. which is obviously very offensive to me and a lot of people. Timed it to time to coincide with your kid coming home from school on the bus. Note that the event is not appropriate in the first place, but wouldn't the organizers be showing reasonable consideration if in response to your request they were to move it an hour earlier so the kids don't see it? I'm sorry, how absurd is this getting?
It's
do you think
ludicrous.
I'm going to go and do you think it's even going to cross my mind to go talk to these people who are clearly being irrational, angry, hateful people?
Please, as if they change.
And ask them to move it, to move their protest so that the kids don't see it. And again, it's from this point of view, if you think homosexuality is this horrible, horrendous sin, obviously I disagree with you, but if you think it's this horrible, horrendous sin and you sincerely believe that, of course you want the kids to see it. And because you don't want them to grow up and be gay, right?
The supposition, most of these arguments are being made by people who've moved for the Free State Project.
This guy hasn't even moved.
Okay. People that are considering moving, yeah. they're interested.
Just but one guy.
Whatever. They're being made by Free Staters. And I guess the supposition is that you could control Free Staters. Okay.
I think he's trying to reason. He's trying to use his processes to persuade us.
But even if you could do that, there's only one out of what, four of these girls
was a
Free State Project member, is that right?
She's a local who has a forum account.
Then what are we supposed to do about this? Why are we talking about, you know, like what are we supposed to do?
Let's go to Rich Paul. He'll know the answer.
These
Rich
are
Paul.
Geniacs.
I think this is Rich Paul in New Hampshire. Rich, are you there? Rich in New Hampshire?
Yeah, this is Rich, but this is not
Rich.
Paul.
Sorry, okay. I didn't have that information.
The other Rich.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Rich.
The other Rich, right. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you an experience that I had when I was a student in France, in Strasbourg.
Okay.
The university where I was staying was at the edge of town, and I went for a run in the suburbs, and against the counsel of my classmates, I ran without a shirt. And I actually left my shirt at the school, and so I couldn't put it on if I wanted to. And
this was in Germany?
No, France. Well, France.
Oh, France. I'm sorry. All right. Rich, can you hang through the news and continue your story then? Great. More with Rich in a moment. We'll find out what happened. He's in France. He's in Europe running without his shirt. What's the problem there? We'll find out. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL, CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on toplessness, repression, etc. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.